Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Rainey Howe. She is the Executive Director for the Poly Class Foundation. It is great to see you.
Great to see you too. Thanks, Michelle.
Of course. So we want to first tell people a little bit about the Poly Class Foundation. Tell us who Poly was and what the foundation does.
Okay, thank you. So Poly was a vibrant 12-year-old girl who loved theater, loved to dance and sing and play and be on stage. And on October 1st in 1993, she was having a slumber party, and a stranger came into the house through an unlocked door, took a knife from her kitchen, and threatened the girls that he would harm them if they made any sound. So they were very quiet, and Polly's mom was sleeping in the bedroom next door with Polly's little sister, so they did not hear the intruder. The intruder tied up two of Polly's friends and took Polly off into the night. And the girls freed themselves. They were able to wake Polly's mom up. She called 911, and then the search was on immediately. One thing that I always emphasize is that the way that Sonoma County responded to this kind of a crime in its own community was, it's never been seen before or since that time, just with the thousands and thousands of people that showed up every day to search for her. So, but very, very sadly, in December, early December, the FBI finally cracked the case and discovered that it was Richard Allen Davis who had taken Polly, and he had sexually assaulted her and murdered her the night that she was taken. So, you know, even though all these thousands of people looked for her for over 60 days, she was already gone in the final sense the night that she went missing. So there was an 800 number that had been set up as a tip line that went with posters of the description of the perpetrator and Polly. And after the crime was solved, that tip line just kept ringing and ringing. And it was families from across the country, really, who'd seen the search for Polly, who had missing children, and who wanted their communities to come together the way that Sonoma County did to mm-hmm. search for their children. Mm-hmm. So that gave birth to the Poly Class Foundation. It was decided at that time that a foundation would be established. That was 26 years ago. Mm-hmm. And our three primary focuses are child safety. We have a child safety kit. We do social media safety in schools in Sonoma County and Marin County, thanks to grants from the Rip City Riders and other civic groups. Very highly effective. The parallel that we bring is that Polly was taken from her very own bedroom. We have kids in their very own bedroom, you know, talking to people online that they think are their peers, but in many cases are much older and are predators that talk them into running away.
Yeah. Wow.
With terrible consequences. So child safety, legislation. A lot of people don't realize that the Poly Class Foundation is responsible for getting the Amber Alert instituted in all 50 states.
Wow.
So, yeah that's a really remarkable accomplishment. And then also helping families to search for their missing children. So that's really our three things: child safety, legislation, searching for missing children.
And today we really want to talk about the legacy of Polly.
Yes. So that is the history of the foundation. But we cannot change the outcome of what happened to Polly, but we can change how we think of her, you know, as a community, and shift the focus away from how she was taken from us and more towards how she lived. And 1 year after her abduction and murder, the city of Petaluma named a little gem of a theater after her. And you can see the sign. It's on the corner of Western and Howard, kind of. It's like a little triangle. And it says the Poly Class Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. But very, very sadly, it fell into disrepair in the year 2000. So initially in 1994, it was this thriving community resource. It's a 100-seat theater. It's beautiful. It's got this stained glass that has all the founders' names, including like the founder of Exchange Bank's mom's name is in there, and Friedman's is in there. So it's just an exquisite little theater.
But it really needs some help.
Yeah, it does. So in the year 2000, it was closed. And it just adds insult to injury to drive by and look at this building that was meant to honor the life of this little girl who wanted nothing more than to be on stage or to become an actress and have it boarded up.
Yeah.
And even my first day as executive director back in 2013, I got a call from somebody who I would just describe as hostile, that how could we let this happen? Mm. And, you know, I can explain to the community that that property doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the city of Petaluma. But it doesn't really take the sting out of having her name on a boarded up building and having that building kind of turn into neighborhood blight. So kind of a little bit more backstory. In 2013, it was actually the 20th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we had a remembrance gathering, I would say, and standing room only. It was a venue that seats like 350 people. It was overflowing. And prior to that event, Polly's mom, Eve, said to me and our board of directors, "This is the last time I want my daughter to be remembered for how she was taken from us. Anything that the foundation does in the future around Polly should be focused on how she lived."
Yeah.
And so we started an artist in residence program where we give small grants to young rep theaters that allow scholarships for kids that might not be able to afford to be in a theater program. And it's been really successful. And part of what we frame is stepping out of the darkness and into the light. Cinnabar is a really good example.
Yeah.
They announce, you know, tonight's program is sponsored by the Polly Class Foundation and Polly's Love for the Arts. And it's an attempt to really honor her life.
Right.
So we have worked for years on coming up with an agreement with the city of Petaluma. Mm-hmm. And we are in a capital campaign to raise $1.2 million, $1 million for the renovation, and $200,000 for operations just while we, you know, get the program going.
Sure, yeah.
We want to provide an affordable space for young rep programs, for West Side Stories, for TED Talks, for people that really want to come together and express themselves in performing arts or music or whatever that is in this really beautiful space. So very pleased to let everybody know that we've already raised about $350,000 quietly.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And people want to be part of this. They want to see that theater open. They want to come to opening night and celebrate Polly's life and see a fantastic show.
Yeah, and I can imagine there's a lot of kids who would love to be able to go to that space and act and perform.
Absolutely.
And learn great skills.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, if anybody's ever seen the Field of Dreams, you know, we really believe that if we renovate it, they will come.
There you go. That's great.
And so far, there's just a ton of enthusiasm.
That's wonderful. The website, polyclasscommunitytheater.org, what are people going to find at that website?
So they're going to find a case for support, which is basically what we presented to the Petaluma City Council, which they approved on October 7th.
Great.
And they're going to see a GoFundMe page. And if you want, you can click the little video. It's about 3.5 minutes long, and I think it's very informative.
Mm-hmm.
It really kind of explains what I did on air here on your show, but in a condensed form. And they can be part of making a donation, and every penny counts. Literally, if every person in Sonoma County gave $5, we would exceed our goal.
Wow,
so there's no gift too small.
Right.
For people that like to see their names on things, there's some naming opportunities.
Oh, great. Okay.
We're going to create a little lobby area so people can enjoy a snack or a beverage before or after the show. We've just been incredibly lucky to have so many people get excited about this.
Yeah, it is really exciting. So how did things work between the Pauli Class Foundation and the city of Petaluma?
So it's really been quite an arduous process. I think that's just how it goes with working with any kind of a city. It's not specific to Petaluma. But, you know, because they own the building, they can't just give it to us. We are actually, as part of the campaign, we are buying the building once we raise the money from the city. Because if you think about it, it's taxpayer dollars that paid for that building in the first place when they bought it in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it was supposed to be demolished in part of a parking lot.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so, but it's such a beautiful little building.
It's gorgeous.
So
yeah.
It's, everybody has to do a drive-by. It's so cute. It's kind of, it looks like a church. It's red with white trim. But there was such public outcry that they kept it and made it part of the park and rec department.
Okay.
So it the city has an obligation not to just give its property away. But the property has such limited use. It can literally only be used for what we intend to use it for.
Okay.
And that is a public resource. It's a place just like Park and Rec where they offer places if you look at Lucchese Park those things. So it really has to... We'll have the same policies that the city has, but the city doesn't have the resources to conduct the renovation, which is why it's boarded up.
Right.
And part of that is that it would cost them so much more because as a city, they have to pay prevailing wages for everything. Whereas once we raise the money and the transfer of the property goes to the Pauli Class Foundation, we're going to be able to use a combination of volunteers, in-kind donation. You know, Team Gelati has already stepped up to say that they would be doing the paving for us.
Oh, great.
All these kinds of things that can come together where the community can make this happen for a fraction of the cost.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a win-win-win for everyone. And, you know, the way we at the foundation feel about it is that it doesn't matter who gets credit. We just want it to get done. You know, we just want this to be a resource for our community, for our kids, for our actors, you know, who are maybe veterinarians by day, but actors at night, you know,
right.
dentists by day, but, you know, rockin' guitarists at night. And I'm not even making that up. And doing so under the bright light of Pauli's memory, because she truly was a shining star. And if you go to the website, we do have some video of her performing as Pegasus when she was probably about 10 or 11.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that idea that her memory, her presence would be there in the building with us of, you know, cheering people on, being behind the scenes, you know,
exactly.
As actors are preparing and getting ready to do a performance, is thinking of
absolutely
how much fun it would be and how much fun she had on stage.
We plan to have a little light in there that will never, ever be turned off. And it'll be purple because it's her favorite color.
Oh, I love that.
And, you know, we just want to bring the building back to life. We can't bring Pauli back, but we can celebrate her life and change the dynamic of how we think about her.
And yeah.
We're really looking forward to that. And so far, the community that's aware of it is looking forward to it too.
That's great. And I also appreciate that this is a separate thing, polyclasscommunitytheater.org. Even though the foundation is working on this, the money is that's being raised is specifically for this thing. It is you're not taking money away from the regular foundation to do this.
I'm so glad you brought that up. So the Polyclass Community Theater Fund is being held at Exchange Bank.
Okay.
And the regular operations of the Polyclass Foundation is at Wells Fargo. So those dollars never cross paths.
Right.
They have a completely separate accounting, and they will remain that way throughout the, you know, the renovation and then the operating of the theater. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very separate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to know. So your fundraising goal is $1.2 million. You said you're already $300,000 into that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Besides the city of Petaluma helping out sort of with the transfer of the building once you reach your goal, who are other partners who are helping out with this project?
Well, we were thrilled to get a call that Justin Hansel from Hansel Toyota was making a donation, and that Toyota was actually going to match that. So
that was
a really big deal.
Yeah.
And his whole family has been a huge supporter of this project.
Mm-hmm.
So just can't really thank them enough. We also, as I mentioned, the Gelati brothers. We have volunteers, Matt Ishu. He does appraisals, but also has the capacity to be very helpful. A gentleman by the name of Rich Norton really worked hard getting the city to sit down with us.
Mm.
So there's so much goodwill around this. Rotary Club of Petaluma,
mm-hmm.
of which I'm a member, all of the proceeds from the auction at their crab feed in February is going to come to the project.
Nice, okay.
So that's really huge.
Yeah.
And I know this is in the future, but everyone please save the date, because on Monday, March 30th, Lagunitas is hosting sort of a public kickoff of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be live band, food trucks, and beer.
Yes.
Really good beer. And all the proceeds of that, of the beer sales will be going to, and the ticket sales will be going to this project.
All right. So, and that's March 30th?
Monday, March 30th.
Okay.
Yeah. So stay tuned. Details to follow.
Exactly. That's easy enough to put into your smartphone right now.
Just schedule it. Just do it.
Just do it. You've got time. March 30th at Lagunitas in Petaluma. So what kind of timeline? Where are you seeing this project?
You know, that is such a great question,
yeah.
And I wish I had a better answer, but mm-hmm. it really depends on how quickly the community comes together to jump on board and
mm-hmm.
support it, because the city will transfer ownership of the property to the foundation when we hit the $1 million goal.
Okay.
And then we can continue to fundraise for the operations, but at least we can start the actual renovation
mm-hmm.
at that point. So we have about $750,000 to go. And I know that sounds like a lot, but when you think about the benefit of healing the community and having an affordable venue for people of all ages that want to be on stage, it's a really small amount. So
yeah.
Anybody out there, please help us get there. I, in my hope and hopes in my heart, you know, summer of 2021,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine it taking any longer than that. But for everybody out there, the sooner that you help us by going to that GoFundMe page,
yes.
the sooner we can start that renovation.
Exactly. And the easiest way to get to the GoFundMe page is to go to polyclasscommunitytheater.org. And class is spelled K-L-A-A-S. Polyclasscommunitytheater.org. So when you thought about doing this and were planning a couple of years ago, doing something of this size, You want to make sure that it's going to be successful. Did you do any studies or anything like that to make sure that this would work?
Thank you for noting that. We did. And in fact, Sonoma Creative is an arm of the Sonoma County Business Development. And they really understand how the arts affect actually the financial well-being of our community. Arts play a big role, just like wine does and just like great food does. The arts play a role. So I was so lucky to meet with their executive director, and she put together the contacts of a summit that she'd done with performing artists in Sonoma County, and I was able to survey them. Who would use the theater? What was, how would a 100-seat theater work for them? What is the price point for what they would be able to afford to use it? And so we wanted to make sure that once the renovation was done, that it would be used. And probably most notably, Cinnabar Theater said, we are running out of room for our Young Rep Theater. They will be an anchor tenant, which is fantastic.
Great. Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's a summer program. Mm-hmm. So all summer kids can use that, you know, for all kinds of performances and learn the craft of performing arts. And I also met with the supervisor of, superintendent of Petaluma City Schools. They have an interest. It's in walking distance of the middle school. And all kinds of adults who have enjoyed teaching performing arts are interested in starting programs there. So it's going to be popping. Once it's renovated, it's going to be a busy little place. And the city is allowing us to use their parking lot, which is right across the street. So
it's
not going to cause any kind of congestion.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, so it's just, it's going to be great.
I'm so excited. That's great to hear that. So who is going to be going to the theater once we get it renovated, once the programs start? Who do you think is going to be coming to the theater?
I think primarily we're going to have younger performances, and those seats will be filled by their families and their friends and their supporters. So that'll be first. And then secondly, I spoke with Mr. Picorni, who runs West Side Stories.
Yes, Dave,
really,
he's great.
Yeah, which is a really great show. He has an interest, so we'll see, you know, hopefully people like that. There's TEDx, you know, they have very specific guidelines, but the venue definitely fits that. We ourselves, the Poly Class Foundation, will use it for family nights where we talk about social media safety.
Great.
So, yeah, I mean, in fact, we're doing one in January, and we haven't found a venue yet. And
right?
It's like, darn it. Yeah, we really need this.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have a really wide range of great things that currently exist but don't have a place to perform, or new things that will come together now that there's a place to do it.
I'm thinking about the potential. I mean, there's so many creative people in Sonoma County. I'm glad you brought up Creative Sonoma, because really this just, we're super lucky to have so many talented people here. And who knows what kinds of ideas are going to spring up once this venue is available.
Oh, and I should mention Alchemia, who works with adults with disabilities. They actually have a performing arts program in Santa Rosa, and they're interested in having one in Petaluma once there's a venue.
Great.
So we're talking about something that's available to everyone. And of course it'll be ADA accessible and affordable.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Oh, this is so exciting. Okay, so the GoFundMe is open now. People don't have to wait until March or anything like that, or, you know, another day from today. You could start right now.
If you're driving, pull over.
Right.
Do it safely. Don't get a ticket. Pull over. And you can also find the, if you just go to GoFundMe.com and put in Poly Class Community Theater, you can access it that way too.
Right.
If you forget everything and just go to GoFundMe and put in Poly Class, you'll be okay.
Right. And you have the information on your website
as well,
the link there?
Okay, it's on our homepage. So yes, if they go to polyclass.org, and there it is. it's probably the biggest part of our homepage.
Yeah. This is so exciting. I love this idea and this development and this real energy that's coming around this project. That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It really is. And it has helped shift, you know, just how we are feeling inside mm-hmm. when we think about Polly and really wanting to celebrate her and just so excited about it.
This is great. All right. So find out more details either at the Polly Class regular website, or you can go to polyclasscommunitytheater.org. Watch that video. It's really heartwarming.
Thank you.
Little clips of Polly performing that it's just so inspiring.
Yeah,
it's just so great.
It really is. She was a little shining star, and we're going to remember her that way.
I love it. All right, so let's do it. As a community, you know, you could tell people outside of our community, too, to support the Polly Class Performing Arts Center and get it back on its theater, the Polly Class Community Theater. Go to, again, polyclasscommunitytheater.org. It's certainly a time of giving right now. People are feeling generous.
Tax deduction, too.
Oh, there you go.
It's a tax write-off, too. I mean, not that that's what motivates people, but... You know, if you need a tax write-off, that here's your answer.
Exactly. And maybe you could donate in honor of someone that you know.
Absolutely.
As a Christmas gift for someone.
You can actually put a little note when you make a donation on the GoFundMe page. There's a place for you to say why you're doing it.
Oh, that's so great.
So, yeah, it's very cool.
I love it. All right. Well, this is super exciting. Rainey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and we'll talk with you again prior to the March 30th event at Lagunitas.
That would be great.
We'll get you back on to remind everybody of how much fun we're going to have raising this money for a really cool community resource, polyclasscommunitytheater.org. I'm Michelle Marquis. Thanks so much for listening to Sonoma County Focus.